I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Lovely listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. In the studio with me, I have the honor of being joined by Sister Salma Khalfan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure we've discussed this before, either on this segment or some other shows, but you can never talk about it enough, really. An Islamic lifestyle, one that a woman can implement into her everyday life, into her routine, and that would bring her a sense of satisfaction, a sense of satiation, you know, that she'd feel fulfilled in her life. I think that's so important. Because at the end of the day, what are we trying to do except find meaning in life?
We want to feel that we are living for a purpose.
Yes.
Otherwise, you see that sometimes, you know, shaitan comes in our mind and we feel that, why did we come to this world in the first place? But if you have a purpose and a goal, we'll always look at the end, the goal. That, no, I want Allah to be happy with me. I want to prosper because Allah has kept a place for me in Jannah. He wants me to live there forever.
Beautiful.
This world is just like a bridge to pass. We have to collect the good deeds and go there in the long run. So it doesn't mean that, you know, we have to be miserable in this world. Plus Allah says that even treat your nafs, part of your day should go in giving those treats to yourself to feel happy about it, you know. Because we are so much attached to this nature. Our body is inclined to, you know, this kind of nature that is outside, eating, drinking, getting happy, friends, social life. Allah said, no, it's halal. Enjoy. But don't spend your time, everything in that. And have a rule to have an aim behind these things.
Yeah, it's not your objective.
Yes. Only we have to be alert.
Yeah.
The point is to be alert that why are you doing this? Alert in all matters. The worldly and the hereafterly. Otherwise, sometimes the worldly matters, if you're alert, you earn so much sawabs, more than the hereafterly, where you don't practice that being alert. You're just doing it out of habituation.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So everything requires that alertness. Now here, a woman has, of course, again, a very great, big, beautiful role to play at home, and how to make a lifestyle like a preparation ground for the betterment of the society. First, when she gets married, and that's between the spouses, how she acts with her spouse. So there are two things that are very important when the man and the woman enjoy this right. A woman has the right to be loved and to be taken care of. A man has the right to be respected. So these two things are like two pillars to give rise to a generation who have love in their hearts and who have respect for the people to make, you know, like everything go swiftly in every way, among their children, with the people, in the society, you know, your relationships with people, how you want the betterment for the people, how you want their progress. All of it revolves around love and respect. And that is, those are the lessons you yourself practice with your husband first.
Beautiful.
So you deserve that love. It's very important for a man to even express his love. And Hadith says that when you do express this love, it does never come out from her heart. It's the way she is, you know. She appreciates that. And halid-deen illa al-hub. Deen is all about love. If you go and see, we have the master character in us to want to express love and to feel loved. And then there's another side of it. A man, he needs that respect. He needs to be shown that respect.
His authority.
That he's the authoritative one. He's the authority of the house. So with these two things, you're building a very good society. And a man and woman should compete in this. You know, like who is giving more love and who is giving more respect. So it's very important. As-sabiqoon, ulaika al-muqarrabun. And that's preparing for the zuhur of Imam Zamana. He wants the muqarrabin to be the leaders, right? The 313. And then when this comes about and you see strong relationships like this giving rise to offsprings that are so like, mashallah, they are so successful at home, in their akhlaq, with their respect towards their parents, and outside also. They are so like successful in every way. People love them because of their good akhlaq. They show respect to people and they move forward. The society loves them. So respect and love is fused in them. Through what? That society that is built in the smallest unit of the home. Mm-hmm. And that's what spreading the Islamic lifestyle.
We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, sisters, brothers, ladies, gentlemen. This is Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio.
When we are bringing up children, the best miras and inheritance you can leave is the good manners.
Absolutely.
Adab is the best miras to give the children. It's good because they have a sense of confidence in them also. When people respect them around them, that what a mashallah, respectful person this, what a kind person, what a loving person, they gain that self-confidence that I'm appreciated. So it moves on. And then another thing that is so important, that is an Islamic lifestyle, is being organized at home. Nazm. Right. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam in his deathbed said,
Nazm fi umurikum.
Al-Quran, Nazm fi umurikum, right? That means in all the matters, organization is very important. And Allah, alhamdulillah, has given us such a beautiful timetable, our 5 daily prayer. That starts off with Nazm, you know? And such a Nazm that we have to be aware of all the timings in the right ways and also prepare that we are, you know, like when we are praying, we are conversing with Allah. So if we sit around, then we have not prayed the proper prayer. And in fact, the prayer's outlet is that it makes you stronger in faith also. It makes you more fearful. It makes you more alert. It makes you more, you know, aware of what you're doing. Because you don't want that prayer to be wasted. Okay? Having a timetable for yourself, that is the spiritual timetable. And that when you do have, you'll see that you'll have an organized timetable for your children as well. That you know your children, how it's natural in a mother to see the timetable of a child. It's very important also when the baby is born that a mother keeps the timetable of the child. That you know it's so and so times this child will need to be fed, to be nursed. And so time this child has a nap. And so time this child needs to play. So it's so natural to love that that nazm, that organization, you know. Yeah, the routine should be used so beautifully that you feel a sense of achievement at the end of the day. But everything goes wrong and you don't know, okay, so my baby, why is he crying? Okay, maybe he's this, maybe he's that. You don't feed him properly. Or you go out at that time and leave it to the husband. Or you find a nurse, you know, to take care of the child. You'll see everything going so wrong, you know, in the life of a child. So it starts with when a mother has this child whom she loves so much, whom she has the natural inclination to get a timetable for. So Allah loves us more than that. He wants us to also develop this timetable, the spiritual and physical timetable.
Yeah, because we need stability.
Yes.
That's one of the most fundamental things a child needs during the early stages of their lives. And we all started at that point as children. And we need stability. We need something that we can depend on in terms of it creating a structure for our lives. And only through that can we have the, like you said, the confidence and the inner peace to navigate through life. You take that away from a child because you don't know how to parent right, or because you can't even stick to your religious routines and schedules. And not only did you ruin your akhirah, you ruined this child's dunya as well.
And then you see such children, they're complaining of boredom.
Yeah,
and so I'm bored.
Yes,
I'm bored. So, you know, like I usually use this method that, you know, when before they even have the chance to say that we are bored, like the night before you tell them tomorrow we have a very long day. You're going to do this, we're going to do that,
yes.
We're going to do this and that. So we have four things in our agenda and they're all useful. So it's like you look forward
they're
to it.
They're already looking forward
yeah, they're all.
It. Yes.
They don't have time to be bored, you
exactly.
see.
Exactly.
So like if we want to read the next day, we'll say that we have a class tomorrow and then we're going to read this book and then you're going to play for a while, and then again we are going to go, for example, out for a while, and then we are going to go to the mosque, and when we come back, we'll be so tired that we go to sleep.
Exactly.
So it's like a whole timetable being built, and it's so important. I remember that when I was young, I used to complain of boredom a lot, and I used to feel that I don't know what to do with my time, and just the idle mind is the devil's workshop, you see.
Totally.
So it's so important to not repeat this mistake, and I felt that why am I bored? But there's so many things to do. I have so many books to read. But I guess, you know, with like sometimes the surroundings around you, so many kids around you, somehow lack of knowledge. Your parents don't know the very right thing to do at that time. Maybe overwhelmed with the situation. Maybe no helper around them. So it's not their fault. But now we could do a favor for them to bring their generation.
True,
you know, give the generation quality.
Yep, yep.
Right? So we want to give their generation quality by realizing all these things and making you know, it better for them, the kids. So it's very important to have the nazm always.
Nazm
fi umurikum in our lives. In the lives of our weekly duties also, preparing a timetable for cooking so that you don't have an excuse to say, what do I cook? Always have a timetable that, for example, if, you know, a general timetable, I'm going to have meat twice a day. I'm going to cook meat twice a day. Or sometimes I'm going to cook for 2 days. You know, I'm going to cook in such a way with the consent of the people around you that I'm going to eat for 2 days. It's okay because I'm busy, right? And you have the permission.
Have a plan.
Yeah, you
just
have a
exactly.
plan. I need to do some reading.
Yeah.
So when you do have a plan, you go so swiftly and you feel time is so much barkat, so much like blessings that you can do so many things during a day. And you feel so blessed. You feel so happy.
So fulfilled.
Yeah, so fulfilled.
Young people who are struggling with what direction to take in life, they go to a counselor or a therapist or whatever. The first thing that person would say is that have a routine, have a schedule, wake up and go to bed at a certain time.
Yeah.
Start somewhere.
At least know what you're going to do during the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Something fruitful, something that will give you pleasure, happiness, that's the right thing, that will make you grow in perfection, that you would feel useful, that you're doing something that makes you happy. Inshallah, that we use ourselves, our time in the best, the appropriate manner and not waste the time. It's so much stressed in Quran, you know, by the time Allah swears. Why this time? Because it's our capital or an asset that every time we, like even now, moment by moment, I'm getting closer to my death. So it's inevitable that it's going. But if I'm compensating it with good deeds, then I get a better capital. You know, that capital that is lost. Allah wants a better capital for you.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
Through these things that you use your time in the, you know, with Iman, Amal Saleh, calling people towards truth, calling people towards sabr and enjoining, you know, people towards patience and things like that. So inshallah, with all this, Islam is replete with so many good things for us, so many teachings through Ahadith, Quran. We just have to open our hearts as I time and again say, towards these things, and we'll see that we are moving forward, having a beautiful life and having that qana'at, that feeling of satisfaction that we were born for the right purpose. Otherwise, you know, it's like sometimes you feel that, why am I doing this?
Why do I bother even?
Yeah, why do I bother?
Oh, it's
and then you waste yourself
feeling.
and you feel so left out. And if you keep on, it brings so much hopelessness now, meaning in you, which is gunai kabira, and then it takes you towards, God forbid, a person may feel that it's better
so
I just end my life.
So many suicidal thoughts, yeah, that people are having, sadly, in the world is because they're thinking, why do I bother?
Yeah.
What's the meaning of any of this? And I'm not saying that, oh, just fix your iman and everything's going to be all right. It comes with knowledge. It comes with practice, with patience, yeah, with help and support.
Iman.
Yes. And all of that is so very important. And we are so out of time. Thank you so very much, Sister Salma.
You're welcome.
For your insight. And thank you to our listeners for being with us. Until another episode, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.
I know I'm waiting. Waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.